Hey, thank you, Kelly. 752 FM Talk 106.5, and time for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report with our buddy Captain Bobby Abrascato, brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company, just west of 65 on Spring Hill Avenue, and Macklin Smith and the crew from HMS Marine Electronics, home of Garmin, featuring ultra-scanning sonar. Choose HMS Marine Electronics for all your fish-finding technology, hmsmarineelectronics.com or HMS Marine Electronics on Facebook, which, by the way, speaking of those podcasts earlier, you go back and listen to the podcast of this last weekend's FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, an hour-long discussion, which was just barely scraping the surface for what's new in electronics with Macklin. You can go check that out when you go to our podcast page. You can also check out stuff like this, Captain Bobby and the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report. Hey, Captain.
Hey, good morning, gang. How are y'all?
We're doing great. Great, man. It's a beautiful day, a little windy out there, but, you know, maybe are we starting to see some kind of fall activity out of the fish?
You never know. What's today, Thursday? Yeah, today it's fall fishing. Yesterday it was summertime fishing. Who knows, man? You know, it's got me confused as much as the fish confused, you know. But, you know, it is starting to show some signs of fall fishing. You know, it's a classic transition period right now, man. A lot of the fish I'm catching are at the mouths of the rivers. Today we're in the river. We've caught everything in the river so far. You know, earlier, like over the weekend, we were fishing with jackets and sweatshirts on, and we're catching them in the rivers. As it warmed up through the week, the fish will want to transition more out to the mouths of the rivers. So the tip I'm giving is when you get, you know, if this weather starts to warm up again through the weekend, focus on the mouths of the rivers, all of the rivers in our area, all of the tidal rivers, you know, including Bala Battery, the rivers up north. You know, obviously the Delta has got plenty of salt water in it, so there's, you know, there's fish, you know, again, at the mouth of those rivers, too. Look for signs. You know, I should have videotaped some of it this morning, but what we're doing here lately, there's a lot of shrimp being run to the surface by these trout. You know, unfortunately, the bird activity and the flicks don't tell you what size fish they are. So, you know, yesterday we had a couple that were in the upper 3 to 4 pound range. You know, you shut down on another school and it's a mixed bag of white trout and 13 inch trout.
Right.
Then the next bank you go to, there's redfish on it. So anyway, but good action, a lot of fun fishing.
You mentioned the redfish too, as kind of that bonus fish out there. How's the red fishing been?
Great. We're having a bumper crop of redfish this year. I'm thoroughly convinced of it, because all the way from the Delta up north to down south, through the sound, man, you get in these creeks and over these shells and on the grass, catching a lot of redfish, anywhere from 13 inches to 30 pounds. You just never know, really, from one cast to the next when you get on a redfish bite, what it's going to be like. But what I like seeing, and we've talked about it with trout before, is we're catching a lot of redfish in the 14 to 18 inch range, you know, mm-hmm. which are our future redfish. So there's lots and lots of those.
You know, I think it's through the big, broad-arching conservation measures and individuals that we're seeing this, because you and I have talked about it before on the Outdoor Show. To me, over the last decade, the red fishing's the best it's been in my life. It's done nothing but get better.
It has, and that's right. And, well, like I said, you know, what's boding well for the future redfish fishery is what we've been doing here lately, too. You know, so we're keeping these good crops of redfish coming through, you know, each year, and those, of course, grow into the redfish that we – I love catching any size redfish, but mm-hmm. the ones that we really enjoy catching are those – mid-slot size to the bull red size, you know. And speaking of bull reds, too, we get a couple more cool days with some tidal movement. You know, if you catch the right day, man, out there at the mouth of the bay, you can really, during the fall, really have a lot of fun action on those big bull reds out there at the mouth of the bay.
Yeah, it makes for a great day with a lot of bent rods, for sure. Okay, tell people they want to get a trip booked with you for some of this great fishing this time of year, how they do it.
A-teamfishing.com is the website, and that's the easiest way to do it. You can call us or email us, and it's even got all the trip information on there. Got some great video I've shot over the last few days, too. I'm going to try and get some of it posted. I keep saying I'm going to do it, and I put it off, but I'll try and get some of that posted here in the next day or so.
Yeah, we got to get down. We got to go back and get some video posted of us fishing a few weeks ago.
That's exactly right, yeah. And that was some video of us catching, that's for sure.
That's absolutely right. So
wait, let me back up and say a video of you catching. I was basically just video you reeling them in one after the other.
Yeah. I hear you, Captain Bobby. All right, we'll check back with you next week.
All right, gang. Y'all have a great weekend.
Will do. Captain Bobby Abrascato and the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by my friends at McCoy Outdoor Company and my buddy Macklin Smith at HMS Marine Electronics. Check both of those out today, and we'll be right back. Hour number 3 of Mobile Mornings on the way.